Texte numéro 45. Gated developments, a scourge on society. We live in strange times. In the past decade, more and more private gated communities have been created. Fenced housing developments to which public access is restricted, with hoi polloi kept out by state-of-the-art security. All well and good if you value your privacy or want to escape the paparazzi glare. But has anyone stopped to consider the wider social effect? There are more than 1,000 gated communities in Britain, many of them encircled by 6-foot-high iron fences. Electronic gates, 24-hour security guards and CCTV keep outsiders away. Privacy also means exclusivity, and thus increased property values. There is, however, a flip side. Such enclaves are designed specifically to exclude people whose class or culture doesn't fit with the aspirations of the developers or the buyers they target. The bottom line is that they separate rich from poor. But what will be the long-term effect on society? Gates send an unwelcoming message: complete distrust of the world outside. Imagine not being able to walk along what should be a public street because it is blocked off. This hardly encourages an open, cohesive society. Meanwhile, those living on the inside are buying their own security and thus contributing to making society more fragmented than it already is. Bow Quarter is a gated community created in 1992 on the site of a former matchstick factory in East London. This 7-acre complex of 714 flats and 19 houses is walled off from neighbouring streets, employs security guards 24/7, and is peppered with infrared surveillance cameras. Get past the gates and the security guards, and you're in a different world. Outside, Bow Road is noisy, grimy, bustling, and multicultural. Bow Quarter, by contrast, is peaceful, litter and graffiti free, and feels safe. It has its own leisure club, supermarket, bar, restaurant, post box and communal garden. Meanwhile, the public roads that you and I used to be free to drive on and that our taxes helped to pay for have barriers on them, and only residents of the roads in question may use them. Our towns and cities are becoming more crowded. Our personal space is being eroded. No wonder we all yearn for more privacy. But what can a them and us scenario foster? Another effect of gated communities is effectively to privatise what should be civic responsibilities, such as refuse collection, street maintenance. Will those who live in such places have their taxes cut? Will we end up with a series of independent mini-states run by the dictators? Text and email already mean we don't talk or develop relationships like we used to. An unhealthy side effect of modern living is the reduction of contact with other people. Where will it all end? Adapted from the Sunday Times, January 2008.